Oh, sure. ਕਰੇ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਤੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਾਮਣੀ ਦੀ ਨਾਮ ਨੇ ਨਮਸਤੇ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ ਦੇਵੇਸ਼ ਜੀ ਵਾਲੀ ਅਸਿਸ਼ਾ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸਵਾਰੀ that shows they brought out the inner meanings of the verse of the English language that the ordinary translation could never have brought out. Therefore, I could understand your Guru Maharaj was one of the greatest Sanskrit scholars ever. So although his books were written in simple language and scholarship is unparalleled, he personally told me one day, I do not write these books. Every morning when I sit here, Krishna comes personally and dictates every word. Therefore, when I read, I also learn with me. My Guru Maharaj, when she was Prabhupada, he exemplified this verse, Sabde Pare Krishna Pramanya Upa Samshaya. He was a realized soul in both Shabde and Pare, and he was Upa Samshaya, completely detached. When he came to Bhuvaneshwar and we were establishing our project there, he lived in a mud hut with a straw roof and used a toilet outside with just four bamboo walls. He was 80 years old and he was living in such a simple manner. We all complained, Guru Maharaj, this is not comfortable for you. Because no, this is the place my Guru has given me. This is the place that Krishna has given me. This is our land. Krishna's land. I won't leave from here. I brought so many big persons to see him. The Speaker and House of Representatives of Orissa Assembly. I brought the governor of Orissa, I brought so many businessmen, industrialists, they came to see the Prabhupada, all were remarking. He had so many palaces to live in all over the world, but he is living simply in the Mahat. He is a real God. They were very impressed with this detachment from material age. That verse, Acharyam Vijaniyam Sarvaman Vijaniyam, the Martha Buddha Sunyame, Sarvadeva Maya Guru, some told of all the demigods. One night in Mayapur, there had been a long drought, many months. No rain was coming. All the farmers were crying. So standing on the roof in Mayapur, talking with Gurudas, my dear godbrother, he told him, the farmers, they are all praying for rain. They are crying, no rain has come. So let them have rain. Told that Prabhupada went like this with his arm, and when his hand came down, a bolt of lightning struck the clouds, thunder rolled across the sky, and rain came for 3 days. So finally, the Lord had a great power. My Guru Maharaj, he was very kind to me. So many times, he showed his affection to me. When I was a young boy, 20 or 21, I asked some question of him about how to become sincere. So two or three times in the future, when he introduced me to life under his idea in Africa, then he told me, this is my disciple Bhagavad. He's very sincere. Like that, he was very kind to me. When I first joined the mud, in 1970, I was 19, then I had some dreams. I had never been to India, I was living in America only. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given me mala and told me to chant Harinam. So I thought, why? I'm very, very strange. I've never seen before, only just recently I saw the Sutra, I have no idea. But I remember the dream in the room and everything. Then a few weeks later, they showed me a picture of a man with a mustache. I said, I know that man. What's that man? That was your room when he was a young man. He had a mustache. Memory was there, but I could not understand. Then later, when I went to India, then I saw this place in the room where Thakur Bhaktivinoda did Sainam for his bhajan. Then I went in that room, and that room was the room that I saw in that dream. So I started thinking, maybe I knew before he could follow up something like that. So when I went to Vrindavan and I saw, I was sitting with Srila Prabhupada and some other god brothers are there, he was talking so many things. Then he turned and he looked at me and he said, you and I have the So, even my cousin, even my children, I go in the bed, and you are explaining them. One time when I cut my tooth very badly, I was bleeding, I had to put some bandage. There was a big group, so many devotees were there, 100 devotees. But he called me to the Vyasa-san, are you well? What has happened? Why your foot is like this? Then I go, some accident that I have gone to the doctor, they're okay. But if anything, if you need anything, any help, you come to me personally, and I will personally arrange whatever you need, I will take care of it. So like that, he had so much affection for me, he was always trying to take care of me. Then, sometimes when I would come to see him, he would say, oh, we were just talking about you, we were just thinking about you, a little bit of a long life. Then he was talking about me, then he would say my name, Bhagavad Maharaj. That time I was 26. So I thought, oh, he's calling me now Maharaj, then maybe he will ask me to take sannyas. So I used to think, could I take sannyas or not take sannyas? I get married or not get married. I don't know why I'm very dumb. So then he asked me ultimately, so you want to take sannyas? I told him, I'm very dumb. I'm only 26. I don't know that I can become sannyasi now. I don't know if I'm qualified. I want to be someday sannyasi, but now I'm very dumb. So he was smiling. He said, very good. Better you should be sure. Don't take, because so many of my customers have taken sannyas and fallen. He said, better you should be sure. He said, you can take sannyas later, you can take sannyas when you're 50 if you like. But just be sure and be fearless and know that Krishna is always your protector in the life. So that time, after a few years of associating with Srila Gauravinda Maharaj, I got into some political problems with my godbrothers and I left the shop. I became married and I was departed from the devotional activities. But I remembered someone. I remembered Srila Gauravinda. And from time to time he was coming to see us in America. I would go to see him, I would talk with him for some time, and then I would go back to my material affairs, ignoring what he was trying to tell me. But I remember that at the time of my Srila Prabhupada's departure, how one day he came to see Srila Prabhupada. And taking me by the arm, he escorted me to the side of the bed, and he said, you see, look how your Swami Maharaj is here today. See how he has put his hands like this in a mudra above his head. See how he has arched his neck backward like this. See how his feet are in a dancing pose. Now he is dancing with Radha and Krishna. Like that he instructed me. All those years ago in Vrindavan, 30 years ago. And a few hours later when my Guru Maharaj came out of Samadhi, he told, yes, I have been speaking with Krishna. So confirming what Srila Gurudev has said in the belief. At that night when my Guru Maharaj was leaving this world, he was exhibiting so many ecstatic symptoms. He was roaring in the bed, roaring, tears flowing from his eyes, trembling, shaking, so many standing tongues like this. He exhibited so many symptoms of ecstasy, and none could wake him from his deep ecstatic symptoms. We were all massaging him, chanting, tear down, so many things, but he could not be shaken. I was right at his head, massaging his head, giving charanamrita into his mouth. Then Srila Gurudev came into the room. He came in the room, he came right behind me, and then he kneeled next to the bed, and he whispered one mantra every 50 years of Srila Prabhupada, and upon whispering that mantra, he stopped all sin doom. All the moon. He brought it back to you, it started upon you. Then, as Srila Prabhupada raised his hand over the head of Srila Narayan Maharaj and gave his final blessing. My knowledge, I was with my Guru until the departure of his life. Yet he did not perform any external conscious act after giving his blessing to Srila Guru. That was his last act. So I was remembering these things, and then I was reading in the book about my Srila Prabhupada's relationship with his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vrindavan Kesava Maharaj, and how he wrote one letter to Srila Jivikrama. Then, I made a vow, I would never take sannyas. But Srila Maharaj was coming in dreams, and he was telling me that you'll come out of the house and go. So then, after that, he told that the existence of Sri Narayan Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Prajnana Kesava Maharaj, he was an ocean of mercy upon me. He gave me his mercy in the form of Trinity Sanyar. He said, my Guru Maharaj transferred this instruction and this mantra into his heart, and I received it from Srila Bhakti Prajnana Kesava. So I could understand that the mercy and the power of Srila Saraswati Thakur was given to my Guru Maharaj through Srila Bhakti Prajnana Kesava. So then I was thinking how I could yet stay in his association. He don't pull me out actually. I was not willing to give up my household affairs. But he just told me, no, come now. And then I also had some dream that my Guru was coming and telling me to go. So now I have come to be in his association, and by his mercy, I have again been able to begin my service to my Guru Maharaj. I want to thank everyone for your expressions of kindness and service to my Guru Maharaj, and I want to thank, most of all, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, for helping me to again engage fully in the service of Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami. Thank you.
And second of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt condolences to my sister, Sheila Boxing, and that's in her eyes. They're my wife and my son. This is a thing you just experienced to a child's heart. I feel very confident and very excited for this one. Because somehow or other, hearing from God, I actually do not feel really separating from Sheila Powell. I actually feel very close to him. This is the time when God is his home. And so, I drank his mercy in the love of living with God for 18 years.
What is it? A happiness I have never felt before. Laughter.
be long, just chance, chance, chance. Keep your heart.
Anyone going there, they want to come to life. Only
young Peter Krishna as an associate from Krishna. Not like all demons have come from a tattva of things of
female
the coconut itself. So here with Shiva, there is an ability to learn or to compact. But I see the function of the spiritual world. Existing is the breaking style of Shakti. That was the Shiva cannot do any active unless it's activated by an agent of the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada, he came and he wanted to offer the whole world to Krishna. He has led his movement, his ground, Ankara Spirita, Krishna Paramita Sangha, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He saw that all of these business fellows are here in the material world, that he made an offering of all of them to my Prabhu. So he has found that although they are useless, separated from Krishna, he has found some use for us. And he wanted to make a gift of all of us to his Prabhu, to Krishna. So Prabhupada, he came, I remember the first time I saw him, I was just a friendly devotee, but I asked him. And he was sitting on the desk, and Prabhupada was not very mild, he would set the word a little short. But when I saw that first, I thought, here is a mountain. So this morning, in the early spiritual, in the temple, probably like a mountain, you can see the height, you can see the depth of the mountain. I saw Prabhupada as a mountain, huge mountain. I thought, this person has all the power. And
I asked him, and he said, oh, you were praying to Prabhupada, he had asked me to take
so much stress that I have heard what you have written. Actually, I've seen it and then I'm starting to move forward. And I should ask you that you be written, given the lecture in Krishna Balaram up here. He's bring that Balaram maturity of the tradition of that death as well. And then I still have a lot of stress. You have two questions on the Sunday. I said, where? And I said, oh, Shivanaya Maharaj. But he's looking at carpenter, it's not actually easier from him. One time I had a good fortune back in my house in France, and he told me, in the same room that Prabhupada made it clear, I want you for the same relationship with me that you have with Gauri Maharaj. And I thought, well, then coming directly from Prabhupada again. I think that's the greatest time. I was praying for someone, I was going to mind. Since I was not praying, Shivanaya came. And you know, in the old days, you were saying, I have big, big pockets. And I take art, put them in my pocket, and there's no refund.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to say that lately, but I think that he's doing the same job. So be very careful with that great key, servant of the great key, because he's doing that. And then the great key goes on, oh, come to Vrindavan, and come for 5 times, be very nice. Here goes your art into his pocket. And once he's there, forget it, you can't get it back. He would only give it back to be ready to offer his service to the Radha Krishna. So I'm saying that verse after verse, whatever form Srila Prabhupada comes to me and I'm able to recognize him as he, as Srila Prabhupada, my Rajman, as Srila Prabhupada, and I'm going to get him to service this wonderful time we are on Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
angel, while extinguishing the blazing fire, I shower in his rain on the name of Sri Aurobindo. I think rain of divine mercy delivers the people burning in the fire on the field of suffering and existence. And I offer prayers to the people of Sri Aurobindo. Now, Gurudev does take many different faces, but actually, there is only one Guru. And that is the mercy, it's the heart of Sri Matagavarami. That I can learn from Gurudev. So, Samurai was saying this morning, she was mentioning, and I'm repeatedly, how here is that specifically, the mountain. The Srila Prabhupada was a mountain, and we were able to see that upper part of the mountain, that's an external. And it's like very, very nail-like. We try to learn how to behave like human beings, thrive. And by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, we slowly understand the sentiment of the heart of Sri Guru, that compassion, that love, that we must share with each other. One thing was very clear to Srila Prabhupada, that he really wanted to work out together in cooperation, leading away from your false ego. Because when there is ego and there is separation, it is individualism. Then there is no opportunity for nothing. When Jagannath was all together, they cooperate. Prabhupada was saying, oh, I don't like the color of her hair, so I'm not going to be working with her. All of us are working together. And this level that we can do, this any type of service that we can perform for Sri Guruleva, for Sri Prabhupada, is only by their mercy. It is only a simple possibility. It's giving us, we are mercifully being given an opportunity to try to do something with our lives, to do Deva. To manifest in that Deva, the way that we relate with the planet, with others, with Guru, with Krishna. That is an age that is indicated how closer or how far are we from really understanding the heart of the pure devotee and the pure thing in Prabhupada and Madhavadarani. So always, by understanding that it is not actually different, that we all want in one stage, the time Mahaprabhu was pretty clear in that. He was not only a divine manifestation of Mahabharata, by which we are, right now, we are completely saved from the moment that he appeared, from the moment that he manifested that higher emotions of Mahabharata. We are all in relation to this Kali Yuga. And now that is time. And Srila Prabhupada was actually simply a follower of that time by following the mission of the God Gurudev very strictly and very strongly and with so much faith and surrender in his heart. He simply speaks in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two things, liberated all from this example of samsara, of death and not knowing who we really are, but also to give us this reform. He, in a sense, sometimes I can see that Lord Chaitanya is actually a social reformer. He completely vanished the caste system by admitting that one and everyone can chant the holy name. Pakistan, that's what it is. Everybody shall chant it, but the chanting, we all would have included find our heart. So everybody will have a chance. It doesn't matter about sex or religion or if it's what holy it is. We all get a chance by the mercy of Jesus and Mahaprabhu and Salva for people alone. And that's the manifestation. So I'm praying to Sri Aurobindo that through my others, I can participate and be part of that mission, just as a means, just as a part of the major plan. And I don't really care personally calling of what timing or how and what is spending. I've known that my life is still keeping me living. And that's how I say, this is an opportunity and simply a hope. I hope that doesn't matter how many effects I have and how dirty my heart can be, I have an opportunity. A hope is there. And by knowing that Guru will never let you go, that it's something simply to be alive, to keep going, but to know what I see in myself and what I see about others. It is about being or good qualities. We may not 100% be perfect, none of us, only Gurudev. So let's try to see what a part of Gurudev is, how he knows, and how much compassion he has for each of us. Doesn't matter how much that of we can be, or I can be, I know myself, he comes there with his eyes, with his words, or with his silence, or whatever, just giving us a hope that may one day we will have him to be pursued.
I'm sure that I'm going to be The first occasion, I had 13 problems in college, and
Julia, years later, as I was in when we called it Christian Live, we greeted him in the airport. And when we arrived back at the temple, there were like 8 or 10 of us there, and she was talking with the airport. And she was talking about it. And for some reason, I don't know why, how it looked at me layers. And immediately, waves of panic started to overcome. I was pointing out to everybody in that room, that Lord of our child, is not just something we've heard, We were at a really beginning class on who position of each of them, and he was speaking to me like, just see what comedy is making. Just see. And after the class, I went up to him and I said, oh, thank you very much for coming and crying us. And he said, in a very general way, he said, oh, this is all the great deals of comedy. And then he closed the eyes, and we made him deep for him. I realized his glory no more than before. So the glory of the Jew only has our own reason and the capacity to appreciate them even when another Jew is in their own reason. And somehow or other, by the mercy of the Jews, some understanding is coming about what is our real goal, what is it that God has really changed to give us, not just to get out in the book, not just building temples. Today, all over the world, people are glorified mission doctrine. There's the attitude that it's accessible everywhere, including all over the world. But just think how fortunate we are. Here we are, Govardhan, over the feet of someone who actually knows Srimad-Bhagavatam even today. Third cancer, Srimad Govardhan, and the thing is that only another human body can properly understand and glorify the human body. So something is coming to us, life is common. I know most of my guys on this time, they serve so much more than doing than me. To this day, I don't know why I'm here. But it's countless reasons. And as we go on, more and more will be revealed to us. What I'm understanding in my own life, as this is how I'm sure there is the necessity of becoming one-pointed. Shakti Guriheen, Amiyati Heen. We're the Pashto. And that means that there's no standing in that middle ground. It's either mind or moving towards Krishna. And after that, Shakti Guriheen, Amiyati Heen, Guruji says, what is the meaning of Atma Sankara? He says, it means make me yours. On my own, I can't stand. I can't remember. I can't do anything. So all I can do today is try to find something in my heart and offer a prayer to the seat of my Shiva Father. Your Shiva Father sent you to me. Now this you have, I will make your heart free and pure. So I pray to Shiva Father, you send me into an open spiritual position. Please, somehow or other, remove all these enclosed my heart, and making thick heart, Shiva Gurudev in my heart, and talk to faith, trust, and love. And let me be his statue to serve the Lord with his sufferings and all pain. And by this, everything else I know will come, and I'll be able to understand one day just one part of the going to Shiva.
Thank you.
She sheer mountain, even the tiniest little bit of service that you will give to Krishna. I think that even to the tiniest sequence, and she will say to her Krishna, "Hey, Krishna, look at this nice devotee. Look at this service that they are doing for you." She will tell them, "My dear Gurudev knows everything." And it's very hard to explain exactly what was happening at the time when Srila Prabhupada came. We were confused. We used to be completely trained. If we came to Prabhupada crying, we had a way of dealing with this. They lived, oh, he said, first, of milk and steak, and then I will do it. That was she was not having everything. But we were given no intelligence. We had no books in the beginning. We just had a cushion book. I didn't even know that one year totally about Lord Chaitanya. I didn't know that who he was. I only just found out. But I mean, the Deepak is horrible. But Bhoshananda, it was Prabhupada in Chicago. And we, and this world is where we were so happy, and we would chant on the street. You know, in England, we have in every major city, every day of the week, we have China chanting Hare Krishna. We have in London, in America, in Manchester, in Glasgow, in Edinburgh, every day of the week. It's very difficult with not much knowledge of exactly what we were doing, except it's a great love to share with us.
Looking for fuel when he sent them out.
and this paper, came, and he said, they suffered so much, they were your disciples. He said, and now my disciples, they are suffering, and your heart is so pleased. And now, in England, and sure, my Maharaj, he has promised that he will go to the temple, and our congregation can come together, and maybe chanting, and all the comfort that we know, the closeness that we will have, that even when we have one kirtan in London, everyone comes, at least people that have 20 years ago, come and say to us, you know, where have you been? So now we want to change that. And we're going to go to the Lord's temple, and we're going to have a big congregation, and we're going to go to that chanting up on the street every day of the week, in every city, in major cities of England. And I pray to all of you for your blessing that this will happen. And I also know that my birthday now, it's a little bit situated on the side of the island, which is pretty sure. I pray for a day that my love and that you can not just pick me up from this quagmire, but one day, you are my heart and you are my life. And my poor day, my girlfriend is also my heart and my life. And I want all this to go because there is nowhere else I want to be.
Christian, Hindu, these are missionary designations. It aren't
Abraham belongs to this world. We belong to Param Padam. And Param Padam is Param Padam or Param Padam. Param Padam comes using the word Manikosha. So this word indicates when he was using it, he didn't mean that we all go. We will all go to Manikosha and have prohibited arms like Vishnu. He was mainly telling us that the world belongs to is the world without Kunta, without anything like Padam Padam Vi Padam. This world is exactly the opposite. Every text, Padam Padam, is the Padam, the obstacles, the calamity. And we have to be free from this false conception. How do we do this? Ye Parapalpa Maha. Those who text the tender birth of the Lord Jesus of Murari, with Yasha, very famous, and Punya, very efficient, was trying to be tender on his feet as both Padam. And then Baba Abu, the ocean of material existence, becomes like Vata Padam. The water then in the footprint of a cat. This is a metaphor to indicate that actually we don't need a boat to cross the ocean. If we take shelter from those feet to the Lord, we can just cross over because the water contained in the cat's footprint is very, very small, so we can just step it over. So how can one take full shelter at the lowest feet of the Lord? Perhaps for them. The world also has many meanings. This compound has many meanings. One of which is taking shelter to the feet of the Mahat. And this is what we have tried to do with our Shiva Prabhupada, with our Shiva Guru. By taking shelter of the feet, this doesn't mean just grabbing the feet and carrying them on your head, but following their instructions. Shiva Prabhupada was always telling us, there's Vani and there's Bhaku. Vani is my instruction, and Bhaku is the physical presence. He was often saying to his disciple, wanted to be with him and enjoy being in his company. Don't be attached only to my physical form. Be attached to my instruction. What will you do when I will leave this world? Mm. If you only attach to my physical body, then this attachment is very shallow. You have to be attached to my instruction. So most of us, we have searched the problem in a separation mood. He will pass door to door in the mood in Jinnah Prabhu or Haridas Prabhu. We were trying to follow this example. Saying to everyone, Guru Krishna, Pada Krishna, Guru Krishna, Shiksha, by then, giving them the goals for everything that I was speaking to. And we were serving Krishna Prabhupada in complete separation. Everyone, he was physically present in this world. He was actually encouraging his disciples, his Jewish disciples, to come and always be with him. Not that his institution was not required, but he needed to have this institution spread. And everyone who has actually visited the coast in the different part of the world, they have experienced this incredible sensation to be with Srila Prabhupada. You have this sensation that Prabhupada is present, even though he's physically not there. And this was the whole goal of Srila Prabhupada, to teach us how to serve the Dubajanic separation. First of all, to teach us this world is not ours to enjoy, but it doesn't belong to us. He was always saying, Ishvashyam Vidam Sarva. There was this world, everything belongs to Ishvara. Nothing belongs to us. And Krishna, the Supreme Godhead has created this world for our enjoyment. When people are saying, oh, why has God created such an imperfect world? They are not considering that this world was not created for our pleasure. It was created for being in fear. This separation moves from it. But actually, when the confused people are saying, the Spirit God, they are asking the question in a very challenging mood, not understanding whatever they're asking. Because this question is the real question which is always asking.
word of God. He has left. We have left from him. We are separated from him. And ultimately this separation should culminate in a higher question. Aina Bayakana Bahesh Hasmurda Shadaloka Ridayapata Lokasvatam Dharika Ramyati in Karamina home. This was Sramatha Kulima. He was quoting this verse who was stating the Muru Shmatanamika being separated from Krishna when he went to Mathura. Oh my God, from merciful to this attitude, O Lord of Mathura, where are you gone? I am so eager to see you that my mind is becoming completely confused. What will I do now? So this was what Prabhupada wanted to teach us. And this is Gaurava being the second thing. Ramakashi Vasana, Rasvasu Vandanai Kamsa, is to do Vana following the footsteps of the gopis. Of course, none of us, they not myself, expected to the process to leave such soon. We thank God that he will stay with us 10 more years. And it was devastating to see him go so soon. And darkness came, at least in my heart. And it was very, very difficult to have to face physical separation from our beliefs. Of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is saying in the 11th canto, how this Avadhut Brahmana is telling Yadu Maharaj how he has 24 different gurus, that the bee can be the guru, the earth can be the guru, even the he himself can be the guru. So the guru has many forms, and he certainly manifests in the form of a Vaishnava, I am the Vaishnava. The guru is always there. This is always the money. That the Bhakti may have disappeared, but the instruction is still there. And I am very fortunate to be in the position of Srimad Gurudev, along in here in Govardhan and all of you, and I pray that I may always be at in their service at this night far to be in this service.
Thank you.
the unparalleled power of divine goodness and enjoy qualification to do even very offer by giving God a favor. So, as the previous speaker pointed out to the Prabhupada, by his example, he was perfect acharya in every action. He had the private life, he was showing how to live, how to perform magic. His teaching was universal and made available for all. Service with loyalty was made in such a way that everyone can understand very distinctly, very easily, no matter what their qualification. We have various qualifications, and so in this literature that's given by Lisa and for other literature from the bottom of the data in terms of Lisa, gave very basic intent that we should put to the whole third-hundred-ten last and last book. And mitigation, how does that work? The Tata Sakri is the very age of which our spiritual life can go on. And if you simply hold strategy principles, engagement, Tata Sakri is working this time to what we're doing here for us. The system that is there, we come from the fallen. Myself, I can see. And then he had come into my life. My wife was given suicidal or hard to say, but it's certainly not a thing. Everyone here is that Madam Adam gets the Lamatesha, it is simply a notion of power. But for one thing, to the past, to the Kakak, who is pointed out, then Lamatesha, it is not for them. There, and as much as they take this process, they become impervious to the unblood, which is increasing more and more day by day of the age of Kali. So, just to say, I have a conclusion to the name of the speech, the way that you can encourage me to fill in the
prayer.
He wanted all his disciples to be. And he made it very simple. Yadi de Kesara, Amar Yadi Guru of Hanare. Whoever you speak, whoever you speak to them on the side of Krishna, on whatever level you know, it need not be very high. He gave a very simple example. One daughter and his son, and they were his disciples. This girl, he went up to her in the and said, do you know Krishna? The same personality God. Whether he may not even know the depth of what he said, what he said was perfect. If we invocate the simple doctrine or deepest doctrine that Guru Dev and Prabhupada has given us, and speak with the answer, the trust was firmly dance into our understanding, then and there's a tremendous benefit we can get beaten here, no matter where our position is and what the we are.
Traveling after going through the horrors of Vietnam,
Like all of us, we're lost in this material world without liberty. We have no chance to get out of this place. But by the great fortune to have caused us so many chastisements and so many things, he was like our hero. We go to Rocky Ashra, the mayor of the city, San Francisco, we come, and also represented the persons who come. But no one could ever come close to me. The quality that he was called out as such an elegant person that he spoke. He had all the power by shell of qualities that were so deep and no one could estimate. He was like, he was just infinite. And so it was like everyone, all other personalities, were in attention in front of him. So it was such a wonderful opportunity to have his. And so, by practicing Krishna consciousness, one becomes expert in everything without separate endeavor. One just needs to practice Krishna consciousness. Guru Prabhupada shows that in so many ways, one here in India, and there was a harmonium contest, say, country-wide harmonium contest. And Guru Prabhupada, he played second in that contest. He wasn't a professional harmonium player, but he was nipa, he was perfect. Whatever he did was perfect. And another time, there's a society, I believe it was in England, there you have to have a very intelligent, material, intelligent society, and then a very high IQ to be part of the society. So they're looking for some religion to debate with, to keep them, and they decided not have a Christian, to be a philosophy. But anyway, they chose to call upon to come and debate with them. After 3 days of debating, Prabhupada pulled out all his computers down to the atom and everything to prove that there is a supreme personality in that. So in this way, he defeated all of them after 3 days. Most of them got up and just left, but a couple of them actually came and offered their houses to Prabhupada. He said, oh, these are intelligent persons. They have accepted the key. So this way, he was really what we call the Far East man. Get it all. Yeah. Another funny one in Bombay, he was giving lecture in Bombay, some 5,000 persons, and sometimes unscrupulous persons would hire these professional hecklers to disrupt. They were envious of Prabhupada. They tried to disrupt his lecture. And so this heckler came in, he started coming around closer and closer, making all these noises to disrupt the lecture. And Srila Prabhupada, he got up closer, Srila Prabhupada took a card out. And like a super shot of chakra, he threw it to him. And he said he made a howl, he made a howl that settled into the left. And so this way he was actually nervous. Sometimes he's voluntary to see, and there is eternally knowing. But, you know, when it came, he was also like a lion. So I remember one yogi Raja. Who was the senior personalism came with like Srila Prabhupada's what he called world gathering of peace. And Prabhupada said there will be no peace. Let's talk about Gita established as the main backbone of the whole thing. He insisted on that. Very, very heavy to Gita in this person. And first, you go to the left. You got no chance. So, anyway, I'm just so happy to be here. Whatever I saw in Srila Prabhupada, I see also in Srila Ramana Maharaj to the fullest extent, the ultimate degree. I am very, very fortunate to be here under his guidance and the guidance of all the Vaishnavas. So I just call it.
That occasion, I would like to just mention that blessed to myself and all of those experienced yesterday in the presence of the exalted compatriots, Srinivasan Maharaj, was very touching and very impressive by having everything you have displayed and exalted to both my sentiments. So, and my appreciation for that. There are so many angles at which to approach the subject matter of Srila Prabhupada, so my mind was kind of like gyrating the last days of what angle do I take, how do I approach the subject matter. Right now, I feel that short on this point, seeing the blessings of the Lord and how the help of Jesus Christ for my spontaneity will not fail me. So I thought also that the story of approach might be interesting. Considering that I was born just 1 year after the Second World War, Germany was practically speaking in ruins, millions of people had died. The generation I grew up in, they experienced that not only were buildings destroyed and people destroyed, but also a whole way of life, a paradigm and thought. And also about what the meaning of life was, a whole set of that was destroyed in the First World War and the Second World War.
Why did that have to come from?
The Second World War did its part to bring us down to the point of being near the same Nirvana. And the generation that was rebelling against the values of its parents. This was actually a worldwide phenomenon, but I think that a country like Germany has suffered tremendously from such a war from the generation of my own group. We didn't have a lot to look up to regarding our parents, and so we became hippie out of lack of another alternative. We didn't know what life and culture was. We did not know what a spirituality was. But we were disillusioned with the present status quo. Going shopping for the rest of our lives was not an alternative. We're possibly on the end of the people, so we became hippies, but that doesn't mean that all of us were completely uncontrolled and hippies. Many of us were softer people who care, and we chose extreme paths and methods to kind of talk to ourselves confusion to find the truth. Many of us were genuine seekers of the truth, much confused. There were many groups and movements and streams of people who were searching for the truth. So just at that time, Radha Krishna and Krishna appeared to me for the first time. America to Europe. I mean, of course, there was a time when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was advised to panic. But they were not so effective. Really, the one to make waves was power through the Prabhupada. He became empowered, as was mentioned earlier yesterday and today, on his way to America. And he was nothing short of absolute transcendental genius. He was also. What I especially liked about Prabhupada, a very practical man. He knew how to apply Krishna consciousness. He knew how to touch people's hearts. He was using transcendental charm and beauty from every form and beautiful golden body. When we first saw him, we were mesmerized, we were impressed. Myself, I was a photographer. I spent many years being a surgeon person, observing person, digital perception. When I first saw Prabhupada, I realized right away, I have never seen anyone like him. He is completely different. I have seen many individuals and so many people from here and there. But when I saw Prabhupada, I knew there was something completely different about him from any human being. He had a kind of inner strength and power and beauty and deep compassion and love for the others and just beholding and seeing it. Seeing Srila Prabhupada's eyes, for example, the deepest eyes I ever saw, they were always pleasant, they were always expressed with deep compassion. We didn't understand where the compassion was coming from what point of view we were seeing it, but definitely there was very much compassion, unconditional love for everyone, from complete strangers to his disciples. So when I first saw him, I was so overwhelmed by those impressions. I knew what I thought, that this is my spiritual master. I was looking for a spiritual master. When I first came to the past the devotees, this Srila Prabhupada is talking about being self-realized people. Because I also had experience of cheating rules, I get moved to rules at this time. And I didn't want to be cheating again. So I understood from the example that I have read in the video that if you're stuck in quicksand and you approach someone else who's stuck in the quicksand with you, the two of you cannot help each other to escape from the quicksand. It requires someone who is standing on a firm ground and to take his hand and he can pull you out. So that's the kind of stuff you're doing, not to just like myself personally, I'm in 19. And they all enthusiastically responded, oh yeah, she's a frog, and she's a self-realized. So we were just about to go to Paris with the issue of that. This was in the summer of 1972. And I had just given every penny that I owned and everything that I had in the and most of it I thought I just going to. And then everything here. And, I had great wishes to be God's guidance. I went for it completely. And I wasn't disappointed when I mentioned the problem, and one thing led to another, et cetera, and so on. Time is running out. Perhaps just one little anecdote. I had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with the problem of London. I was talking to her. And I had the opportunity to be in the room whenever guests would come unrestrictedly. So I remember one time this older Mayavada sannyasi came in, and Prabhupada was very respectful, gently like Prabhupada is, sat him down and let him speak, small talk, but let the man talk about what he represents and what it is. Sannyasi was elaborately describing all the difficult details of the sadhana that they were practicing this month, and Prabhupada listened patiently. On, and then towards the end, Prabhupada didn't say much himself, but just asked for some prasadam to be brought. I don't know if he would also do that, because for some prasadam was the last meeting. So prasadam was brought in. We were sitting there, and Prabhupada kept sitting there eating prasadam. And Prabhupada just finished savoring, and he took a small sweet, popped it into his mouth, and said, this is how we practice ourselves. Very elegant, very perfect timing. I can't present exactly how it was, but that caused another stroke of genius by my genius spiritual master. And on that note, everyone has
it. I think you open so please respond to the keyword.
Namaste, Sarvati, that was my 10 months contract. That was the can we plan to speak with you personally and have that question? Yes, Mr. Prabhupada, how can we? I stop speculation. For me, speculation was meaning I watch at my mind suffering here and there when I change, when I am doing service. And so I asked Prabhupada, how can we stop speculation? And Prabhupada can say that you must stop speculation. So, and then there was another devotee who was there. And he asked him, in the disciple, he was ready when the spiritual master leaves this world, what will happen to him? And Srila Prabhupada explained, the relator should be self-determined of the study. Self-determined the spiritual master, like the master. So you should not worry, all your religions are already done. So I told that story to Srila Prabhupada once in German, one of the seniors. In December, when it was coming to time, the Europeans, all the countries, especially in Europe, at that time. And when I spent this mission every day, they said, and I am that direction. So we are very, very, we are very, very fortunate because God has given so many things. Yes, God has, and we're so young that all of us are mentioning we're like babies. But all arrangements were done so that our training could go on under the care of such great Vaishnava, especially Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada once expressed that he had some regret after all mission was prayed, so much work was done, and we can imagine so much work being done with so many devotees finishing everywhere, seeing the one person, the person who takes devotees, 3 hours would even. So many people didn't finish it about, but like Mahaprabhu went south of India, he preached one person, the person, preached another person, and he became devoted to Krishna. So, Prabhupada is so much work, and he said, yeah, the regret, he said, yes, I regret that I didn't train personally all my disciples. So, I should leave that wish of Prabhupada now being accomplished by Srila Prabhupada's union sanctification of every year was friend, Srila Gurudev. With training and so much necessary. So by goodness and mercy, now we are can and appreciate Srila Prabhupada so much, almost deep, almost so deeply, like Shimonati read this morning, that even now she said, teacher, how beautiful training Srila Prabhupada is doing. So by Srila Prabhupada and mercy, we're now at the year of Srila Prabhupada, and that's what the wish of Srila Prabhupada was, we want to come to Govardhan and do that, and of these. And when you get to bad times, nobody will actually be respected that she needs so many thousands of people to have been. And 1 year, as she got a note to speak at the back of Shiva, I promise, those all these programs that come to that we share, can recycle, who she can consider giving personalization, and all so much. So we can understand that programs are paid for it, so much well, treasures, jewels, and so many things. And good management in all of this. So, I'm praying a lot of things of my Shia Prabhupada, Shia Prabhupada, I really like because from thing of all of this. And one thing that I can observe also is all, so many people think that I can help others, of course, I can do that, and so that also, that my good brothers that also become so much nice, of nice quality of love and affection, and this is all the mercy of Shia Prabhupada.
That I try to feel like it's just something that we've come to feel. Okay. 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 After the past, we see you reflect down and put in the class here. Please don't stop and stop the bottom here. Thank you for your cooperation.
Sorry, I have no time. I can stay here Monday to see me. Okay.
structure is going to become a shape of today, because of last year, I spoke it, I said that that if God had loved Srila Prabhupada's room, because they had prevented Srila Narayana Maharaj from coming to worship at the Krishna Balarama Mandir. And so we were thus prevented from worshiping Srila Prabhupada in the Radha Sabandar room. I said that, and it came to pass that it's on the court case and they are possession of the Radha Sabandar room. But because I said that, they did not allow me to speak this year. And so I told them that although I'm not allowed to speak in my father's house, my uncle loves me very much, and he always encouraged me.
Because he is very dear to the Lord, he was able
able to establish the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And what is the harsh desire of Mahaprabhu? Rupa Goswami has described it. Anarata Chindinchana, Sura Nayana Chinakalo, the Bharatmai Tumra Tulshana Hatsaka Swama Tishya, Hadisha Vishnu Mura Yushika Nesha Kurusha, the Dasa Narakam Dei Swindra, Shachimam Savara. May Sati Nandan be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in his vision coming by his father's mercy. This is the goal of no other of the prophet's offering, who has told to love us from the love of Israel. This one verse is described in the whole verse of the third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Krishnadas Kaviraj has described it as this verse is gives the external reasons for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dead. The fourth chapter is about the internal. So how can we say that this is a revelation? Because this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. The other important thing is Jantotamadantam Swabhakishriya. This is his verse that shows Prabhupada's favorite verse about virtue cleansing. Srila Prabhupada has brought us to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has engaged in preserving Lord Chaitanya's Kahinam Sankirtan and spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. There was one devotee, Jagatrini, who was explaining how we have that this Sankirtan, this is the yajna for this age. And how Prabhupada is performing this Sankirtan, and we are the offering. So this is our path, this is our sadhana, and what is the result of this? Yatayata Gorda Padadam in the day for Bhaktin Krishna Prasnyarasiki. Yatayata Sarsiti, Sriya Kastrat, Rasa Padam Bhujo, Kiyam Murasiki. This is the result of following the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Prabodhananda Sarasvati says, to the degree that those of great fortune develop pure love for the lotus feet of Sri Gaurakunda, to the same degree, something within the heart will arise in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika.
I know that Krishna devotees are all ladies are both men. All are writers, remarkable writers. And the speaker, the man who speaks so wrong. But you see, what happens has been told, Anusriya of the world is just. First, they put here only. Anusriya, continuously here. And then you are qualified as you see. So, we should try to know what Srila Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati has, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has. They have told nothing new. Only in sense, why in the universe. What was Guru Sanswara, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, other Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada has told. He has helped Mandi Krishna. But we will have to hear and follow. Mandi hearing will not do. By hearing, when a change will come, by chanting, chanting, by brother, Shravanam Kirtan. When the planet will go and take me car from God, oh, then, okay. Otherwise, I have seen, in the time of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in all the time, smell their profession.
on mercy of them, they gave up Krishna consciousness and they were gentle in how should they be like that. Right? So, my statement that Mali is Puspanjali will not do, Mali by Swati is taking a no. This is following instruction, mantra, which is John Krishna. Vishwajiya Krishna. What we should do to please Krishna, please. When there is one, a death will come. And as you can fall down, or you can marriage. Otherwise, if this is not there, this is the whole world bound. So please let try to follow this instruction. This is for high class of Guru Primana. Can I go up this morning, tomorrow morning, Ananda Prabhu will give the second communication seminar in the temple room of the next temple next door. I get to this door, there is a big privilege. There are some students, yet the top of it, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I have
one question.